I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Next week will mark one of, if not the most important weeks of game management in the state of West Virginia. The regular statewide antlerless hunting season will begin on Monday and run through Saturday. We'll talk about the importance of that week of hunting coming up right after this. Part two of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Hunters will be back in the woods this week, but the excitement sparked by visions of big antlers won't be the same. It's the week dedicated to targeting the female side of the state's deer herd, and it may not draw the attention of buck season, but DNR biologist Jim Crum explains it is a critical element to the deer numbers overall.
Biology, essentially, from the standpoint of the females are the reproductive unit. They provide the renewal for the herd each year, and if you don't not harvest the female unit, then they will cause that herd to increase above the what the land can support.
Therefore, a healthy harvest of does next week is very important to future buck seasons. But it's a delicate balancing act of several factors. One is what the habitat will support, but another is what hunters are willing to do.
A lot of people still don't like killing a female deer. They just do not think that that's something that they should do, and they don't realize that that's an important, most important thing they can do to have more deer, to have healthier deer.
And even more critical in antlerless hunting season is the sociological impact, and that one at times can be a real sticky wicket for biologists trying to stick to a proven management strategy.
That's a little hard because everybody's got a different impression of the amount of deer that are acceptable. To somebody in hunting season, if you don't see a deer every 5 minutes, then the deer population is not high enough. To a farmer in the summertime, watching deer on his pastures or in a garden, one deer is too many. So that varies by the time of year and people's impressions of deer population.
And it can lead to a lot of complications in planning. Some counties have had this season open on private land for 3 weeks, while others have vast or limited bag limits. Some counties have no season at all.
That's the tough part. We try to balance that out. We readjust that every year and establish antlerless seasons that hopefully will help maintain that balance between deer and people in the habitat.
Therefore, check the regulations in your local area before you head back into the woods next week. Also remember, you need the antlerless stamp to hunt, but no longer are those county specific. The season opens Monday and runs through next Saturday. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.